This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. When I was first starting out in the entertainment business, I used to read the trades. And back then, that meant Variety and The Hollywood Reporter, two glossy magazine-sized daily publications. Variety was actually still in its original tabloid format that were filled with that day's news about what was happening in Hollywood, none of which made any difference to me. And that was pointed out to me by some old guy sitting outside a coffee shop. I don't know who he was, but in the ensuing years, I've decided he was an old-school producer who once had an office on the lot, any lot, and one morning as I sat reading the trades and drinking coffee, he pointed to Variety and asked me, "Why are you reading that? What difference does it make to you if some guy is now the head of distribution for some outfit?" And he was right. There was nothing in the trades that had any relevance to who I was at the time or who I wanted to be. Variety and The Reporter were filled with arcane news about an industry I was not yet a part of and wouldn't be if I didn't finish writing a couple of spec scripts, which I wasn't doing because I was too busy reading the trades. And I'm not even sure why I read them today, actually. The news that's reported is of near zero importance to my life and workday, and about the only thing the trades are good for, especially now that they're all online and have lively, acid-flecked comment sections, is to keep up on the career milestones of other people in the business who you may know or may like or may be secret enemies with. Now, the problem here is that as entertainment industry news transitioned from print to pixel, so did the need to make tough decisions about what belongs on the front page and what doesn't. Pixels, you see, are infinite, and pages in print not so much. So scroll through the trades today, and it's a cascade of deals signed and pitches bought and production pods on the move and successes right and left. And a normal person in the business reads these notices and thinks, "Man, I got to get moving. What is happening to me? Everyone is doing things, and what am I doing? I'm just sitting here scrolling." Now, to be honest, that was often my feeling way back when I'd sit and read the paper trades and avoid writing. And to be honest-er, I still feel those twinges when I read the online trades today. Look at all these people doing amazing and productive things, and then I remember this. What the trades specialize in is announcements of things that may happen in a year or so. Most of the news is provisional and set in a future that will unfold only if a lot of other things happen. Pitches are bought in what the trades call an auction situation, but that means that a script needs to be written and then put into production and then cast. The production company that was just formed by an outgoing studio president and a head of development for a TV network now has to find some material and produce some product, which is not so easy. A lot of the time, these things just fade away. A lot of drum roll, no actual music. In other words, a year from, and there's no scientific way to be sure of this, I'm just making an educated guess, but a year from the publication of the majority of announcements about this or that project, or this or that pitch, or this or that production company, the result will be nothing. None of it will get made or sold. None of it will produce anything, which means none of it is worth getting anxious over, and none of it is important to know. In fact, I'd like to build a piece of software that reads the trades for me, stores the stories for a year, checks back on their relevance 12 months later, and then republishes them for me only if anything ever came of them. Only if anything ever got made. Only, in other words, if I really should feel bad about myself. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll try to find a show for KCRW. This is Rob Long.